After Washington, that other favorite American George.
I'm a Dapper Dan man.
American actor and American heartthrob George Clooney is brilliant at delivering the bad news.
Now, this is going to be a little difficult, so stay with me.
Brother and I went a little hot water.
There's no play here. There's no angle. There's no champagne room.
First, your son will disappear. His body will never be found. Then you'll be killed.
I'm not a miracle worker. I'm a janitor.
Oh, Michael Clayton, where art thou? Clooney is everywhere.
Is he the quintessential 21st century American?
Or does George Clooney just play one on the silver screen? Curious about George? Stay tuned.
I'm a Dapper Dan man.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. No, George Clooney is not in the studio this morning here at The Takeaway on this Friday, September 3rd. We're going to talk about his new
movie. That'd be a little distracting if you were.
Be good, though. Get him in here. George, come on.
That would be good. But let's get right to the news this morning. As we speak, Hurricane Earl is around 100 miles off the North Carolina coast, bringing lots of rain and heavy winds, but so far no reports of significant damage. And a Rappaport of the Hurricane National Hurricane Center says Earl does not have to make landfall for the full effects to be felt.
The hurricane is quite large, and hurricane force winds extend out as much as about 75 to 90 miles, and tropical storm force winds even further out. So we do think that the Outer Banks will experience, in some places, hurricane force winds.
Earl is now heading north, prompting hurricane warnings for Cape Cod, but forecasters are seeing a turn in the storm's path.
We are starting to see a slight shift towards the north-northeast. That would mean that the storm's moving away from the coastline. So we don't expect it to move any farther west.
Nearly 40,000 people heeded warnings to evacuate ahead of the storm, and later this hour we'll check in with residents up and down the East Coast for a report on the storm in their area.
In Washington, the first direct peace talks between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas have ended for now. None of the major issues, unexpectedly, that divide them were solved, but one agreement was made to meet again in 2 weeks. George Mitchell, U.S. Special Envoy for Middle East Peace, says both sides came to the table with dedication, though.
President Abbas and Prime Minister Netanyahu expressed their intent to approach these negotiations in good faith and with a seriousness of purpose.
The next round of talks will take place in Egypt. An investigation continues this morning in an explosion on another oil rig off the coast of Louisiana. You may have heard those reports yesterday. A mile-long slick of oil was at first reported, but Coast Guard helicopters at the scene say oil does not appear to be leaking from the rig. The fire comes less than 6 months after the Deepwater Horizon well that killed 11 people and resulted in the worst oil spill in this nation's history.
BP has removed the temporary cap on its blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. It's the first step in removing the blowout preventer so the well can be permanently sealed. Engineers will resume work tonight. And in response to the Gulf oil spill, BP now says it has cost the company $8 billion so far. It's sending a warning to Congress that if lawmakers pass legislation barring BP from new offshore drilling permits, it may not have the money to pay all the damages.
Monthly unemployment numbers will be out later this morning, and they're expected to be weak. Many economists expect the nation's unemployment to go up to 9.6%. With that kind of bad news, maybe we should get George Clooney in here to read that story later on in the morning. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up this morning. Futures are up, but not by much. The Dow gets underway at 10,320. The S&P starts trading at 1,090, and the NASDAQ opens a little later this morning at 2,200. This morning, we're going to take a look at the Mideast peace talks in Washington and talk about the principles and tensions of compromise. Finding a political compromise in some cases can be morally wrong. We'll talk about the challenges facing Mideast negotiators and the philosophy of compromise a little later in the hour.
And in a few minutes, we're going to take a look at a city in North Carolina that had to face hardship. A furniture company closed not recently, quite some time ago. What happened to the people when they lost their jobs? Most of the town found work. That's coming up.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.